You're listening to episode 17 of the Fearless English Podcast. Welcome to the Fearless English Podcast, where it's all about helping you confidently communicate with anyone without compromising who you are. Let's get started, Fearless Learner. Hello, Fearless Learner, and welcome to episode 17 of the Fearless English Podcast. Can you believe that we are on this episode? Can you believe that? I'm super excited that we're here. Today, I wanted to talk to you about why you, yes, you that's listening, should be taking notes, the importance of it. So I'm going to go through three different reasons why you should be listening. I mean, why you should be making notes. Not listening to this episode. So number one is that when you write notes, however you write notes, so let's get into that first. Like, think about, how do you take notes? Do you type? Do you write it with your hand? Did you know that it's actually scientifically proven that writing with your hand connects with your brain a lot better than when you type? So it's another little thing that you should know about note-taking. So let's get in straight into the first point, which is it forces you to pay attention. So writing notes forces you to pay attention. So if you're listening to a video or you're listening to someone speaking and explaining something in class, it helps you really pay attention to what they're saying. Then we're moving on to point number two, which helps you with listening. So it develops your listening skills. The more you listen, the more you develop your listening skills. So you are actively listening when you're taking notes. So you're just not passively listening. So when you're passively listening, it's just when you're watching or listening to something without doing anything. So through active listening, it actually helps you understand what is being said, and it also helps you with your listening skills. And when you're listening, the other thing that like attaches to it while you're making notes is you have to summarize what you learn. So if someone is talking about something that is, you know, a word, they're describing a word to you and explaining it to you, you have to summarize what you hear. Which means you have to be actively listening in order to summarize what you hear. So let's talk about summarizing. When you actively listen, then you summarize what you learn. It also helps you understand it a lot better because you have to now write it in your own words, which reminds me of the difference between take notes and make notes. So take notes, you're using other people's words and you're writing it down. Whereas make notes, this is when it comes to listening and understanding what the person has said and then turning it into your own thing. So you could maybe draw pictures. I like to do that. So I like to draw pictures of what I'm listening to, sometimes diagrams, because I am a visual learner. So it really helps me understand. But remember that it's not just about listening and writing everything down that the person is saying. It's all about listening, summarizing, and writing it in your own words. And last but not least, reviewing. So what you can do is look at the notes again. So which means you have to write notes that is you can actually see. So you're not coming back later and you're thinking, oh my God, I can't believe like I'm supposed to understand what I wrote a few days ago. So make sure it's visually pleasing and you can actually see what you've written. So going back to reviewing, so that's the last point. Reviewing is super important and it allows you to retain the information that you've learned. The more you review, the more you look at what you've written, the better chance you have of remembering. Remember that each time you look at something, you learn a new word, you have to actually look at it a few times, because each time you learn something new, there's like a timeline. And once that timeline is finished, you can't really remember the word after that. So you have to keep reviewing it or seeing it in different contexts for the brain to say, okay, this is super important. I'm going to make sure this goes into the long-term memory box. Okay. So I hope that this episode convinces you that note-taking is super important. Let me know if you're going to start taking notes. And if you are a good note-taker, give us some tips. Tag Blackboard English on social media and let us see how you take notes. All right, fearless learner, until next week, I will go now. Bye. If you enjoyed today's lesson, then you'll love our speaking club, where we take what we learn in these lessons and put it into action. You'll get to meet other women and practice speaking English every week for an hour. All you have to do is go to www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. I'll say that again, www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. Let's work together to help you become a confident English speaker. See you in class.